Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge introduces incredible stories shared by women across the globe who have experienced the great heights of success and, at times, the agony of defeat. With a vision to impart wisdom and advice on how to tackle barriers and soar to new heights, the show uncovers different perspectives to help you find your inner strength and to power up your own voice so you can excel in life.
Hello and welcome to Women Worldwide. I'm your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. Thanks for tuning into the show. All right, we have a very special guest. She's a tech entrepreneur who got her start back in the days of MySpace, and I'm sure she's going to share some valuable lessons there. Maria Hunt is now the founder of an online community called Unicorn Moms with more than 70,000 women. She's also launched the platform's mobile app to allow moms to embrace their individuality and to connect with like-minded moms in their areas through increased geolocation capabilities. Both the Unicorn Mom sites and app cover topics that moms want to talk about, ranging from their favorite deals, cocktails, and recipes, to airing their dirty laundry, or even seeking advice on their career goals and marital challenges. Maria is here to share her journey with you. It's great to have you on my show, Maria. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. What an introduction. Oh my goodness. I love it.
Well, you certainly are amazing and you have an interesting background. But let's sort of start off by giving you a chance to talk a little bit about how Unicorn Moms went from a Facebook group into this growing, thriving community online.
Well, I started this little community now about 2 years ago, and basically I started because I needed something like this. I needed it for myself as a mother. There's so many things that I dealt with personally, you know, whether it's, you know, marital struggles, loneliness, isolation, you know, just stuff that mothers deal with, you know, our kids. And I just found that joining these other communities online, I didn't find, you know, what I was looking for. So I decided, I'm like, let me just try and do something for myself and try to start this little group. And it just happened to take off. So I basically said, I'm going to do everything that I hate about mom groups, like take that and then do the complete opposite, where we support each other, we can talk about things, we're there for one another, and just, you know, embrace who we are and support each other in all aspects of our lives.
Oh, that's so important. I mean, you mentioned some things that really do happen when you are a mom and you have young kids, and sometimes you feel isolated and lonely. Is that what makes Unicorn Moms different than other groups? Are there other things that you found out that you actually tell the moms who come to your community?
Well, yes. What I found out also in other groups that they were just so mean and judgmental and and there's competition and the illusion of the perfect mom, you know, because social media, it does that, you know, it's like you post what you want to post and it's not the real stuff and it's not the real struggles. So then, you know, I just wanted it to be real, supportive, no cattiness, no judgment. I mean, because we're all struggling in this together. We all got shit going on. We're all, you know, somehow killing it at this mom thing. So let's just embrace it and support it, support one another. Because that's what I think differentiates this, my group, between all these other communities out there that lack that aspect.
Yeah, I mean, who has time to be judgmental and to put other people down? Although you see it all the time and it's really sad. So it's really good to be in an environment where you feel comfortable and it's okay to be vulnerable, it right?
Is. It is. It's okay. It's okay. And I think support is what we as women need, you know, in all aspects of our lives, you know, whether it's our husbands, you know, our friendships, our kids, our families. And a lot of these women don't get that. And in this group, you see that a lot. And, you know, they're struggling with, you know, and I think that's what sets us apart. And I love it. I love it that
we help give these women the confidence that they need by just supporting them in whatever situations they got going on.
So maybe you could dig into that a little bit deeper. What are some of the ways that you feel the moms are using your online social community to change their lives? Is it confidence? Do you see it in their actions? How can you tell that this is making a difference?
From the 2 years that I've seen, you know, some women post like, oh, you know, I like, here's an example. A mom posted, you know, I've been wanting to go back to nursing school or start nursing school and become a nurse, and I just don't know how to do it. And we all rallied around her, and we supported her, and we said, you can do it, you know, we believe in you, it's never too late. And I think just recently she said, oh, ladies, I'm graduating from my, you know, nursing. And we were so excited and so happy, because I think in the group we give you that little boost of confidence and that little push to do it, where otherwise you wouldn't get that in your personal life, you know. So I think it's very empowering to these women. This community has helped so many women deal with a lot of stuff.
Are they sharing anything about, and I'm only saying this because, you know, you hear about the moms who go into groups, and it's about the kids, and, you know, what are the best ways when you're a soccer mom and you're running on weekends? How do you plan other things? Is this about kids, or is this really just focusing on the woman who is the mom who is getting inspired and empowered, or is it a little bit of both?
I think it's mostly about the mom as the individual herself, you know, who she was before she had kids. We want to bring her back. We want to embrace that. We want to support that and nurture that, because I think becoming a mom, we lose ourselves, our identity. We just become a mom. And it's like, it takes a toll on us, I think, especially for me. You know, my career background was in tech startup. I was busy. I was out and about. I was traveling. And then I went from that to being a stay-at-home mom. It really took a toll on me. I was like, what am I doing?
Right.
Like, what's it? So yes, I try to, because there's so many mommy groups that do that, you know, that are all around, based around their kids and their play dates and advice. We do offer some of that, and there is some of that, but what sets us apart from all the other ones, it's like, you know, the mommy, you know, we love beauty, we love fashion, we love happy hours, going out and movie nights and talk about ourselves. And, you know, that's what Unicorn Moms is about empowerment to the mom as the individual. And let's, you know, remember, she was someone before she became a mom.
Absolutely. And, you know, your community certainly dictates the direction that it wants to go in. So if the opportunity is there to talk about the kids, but you see more conversations about the identity as the mom and feeling vital, you know, in her role and as a person, then they're clearly telling you this is what they need. This is what they want. And they're clearly taking advantage of it. I do want to pivot to you as the tech entrepreneur. So when you got your start, was that always something that you wanted to do? Were you always interested in technology?
It's so funny that you say that. No, because I didn't know what I wanted to do. like most people, like most young people, right? They don't know what you wanted to do. And then I ended up working at a law firm, and I just didn't really like it. The only thing that I got about working at a law firm was I met my husband.
Oh, that's nice.
I mean, that was the only good thing about it. But then I met a friend, and she put me in contact with the founders of MySpace. And, you know, I interviewed, and we just got started back in 2003. So that's how I kind of went into the tech space, and I ended up falling in love with it, and I loved it, and I want to emulate that with our moms.
So what were you doing at MySpace, and what made you fall in love with technology specifically?
I was brought on as office manager, and then as time went on, I evolved as Tom Anderson's assistant.
Cool.
There. So, just being around that technology space and what it could do. And I think what I fell in love with the most is the social aspect, because we're social human beings, you know, everyone, we love to be part of something. We love to communicate and be around people. And I think that's one of the big things with any successful business. I think there has to have that social aspect because it's very, very important. So I think that's what I love about it, that it connected so many people that you wouldn't have otherwise have met.
Absolutely. I just remember MySpace because of our kids at the time. They were probably around the age of 13, or some were younger, some a little older. And my husband and I were debating, should we block this? Because, you know, he could go on and block certain things or turn off certain sites by 10 o'clock. You know, that was the big thing, this MySpace. So we were watching it very closely for our teenagers at the time. So what did you actually learn from your time at MySpace? Any important lessons that maybe you want to share?
Well, in hindsight, like, I wasn't really like apt to learning because I was just so involved in working and I loved it. I think now, as I'm getting older, like, I'm thinking back and I'm like, God, I'm taking little bits and pieces here and there of what I should do. Cause now that I'm starting Unicorn Moms and it's now a business, I'm in that situation now where it's like, I don't want to mess it up. I don't want to screw it up because I've seen this happen, you know, with MySpace being one of, you know,
right,
cause it's not around anymore. But that's one thing that I'm like, I need to reach out and I need to talk to people and I want to learn how to do it and not fuck it up and not mess it up and not, you know, cause it's self-funded right now. So I don't have that luxury of, you know, screwing it up.
No, absolutely not. Are you reaching out to folks who were around you at MySpace, or were they just connections that you've kind of kept through the years, or even different just tech entrepreneurs in your network? Who are you tapping into?
I'm tapping into a lot of the people that I used to work with at MySpace. I work closely with a lot of the executives there, and they would always meet with other executives, so I form those relationships. So like Friday, for example, I had lunch with Chris DeWolf, who was the CEO of MySpace, and he now is the CEO of Jam City, which is gaming, and they're killing it. So that was nice. We sat and had lunch for 2 hours, and I just picked his brain, and he's like, he supports what I'm doing, he loves it, he thinks I'm onto something. He's like, I'm
awesome,
doing a few good things, and he's now putting me in touch with other people. So it's just, I'm tapping into all my resources at this point.
That's amazing. Do you remember, I mean, I'm sure now you're very busy between your networking and all the things you have to do with your community. Is it about the same? Do you feel like being in the tech space back then was extremely busy and it's just the same now, or even more so?
I think it's probably even more so, because there's more social apps and websites and everything to do everything now for you, where back then it was just the social aspect, the connecting people. Now it's like food delivery and massages and everything,
There's
an app for everything these days. So I think now it's even more so.
I know, you know, you, there's an app where they just come and blow out your hair. Right? Like, you could tell that's to the unicorn moms.
Yeah.
That's a good one. And there's that, I love how you can get your Birchbox now, your services where you get your makeup, and there's like Stitch Fix is a social community. I get my clothes in a box. There's so many things that you can do through social media and online. I remember during one of our first calls, you talked about conferences. Now, I want to say you're planning conferences around Unicorn Moms. Is that going on?
Yes, that's going on. So on September, we did our first one. We did our first ever Unicon in LA. And
how cool.
It was amazing. It went really, really well. We had 300 moms come out, and it was a day full of just awesomeness, fun. We had a marketplace with about 20 different vendors, and the vendors were all geared towards, you know, what women want, you know, the beauty, the fashion, the skincare, the health, the alcohol, the, you know, stuff that we want as moms, not like as women, not as mothers. Then we had celebrity panelists speak and
it's great.
Talk to us about different issues around motherhood. And then we had alcohol, and we had Bad Moms was a sponsor. So we had an awesome photo op with a sexy Santa. A day of just fun. The feedback was amazing. The press we got was great. So now, you know, we're going to do more. We're going to do, our goal is to do two more a year, and then maybe eventually take it around the country.
That is so exciting. So two more, are you going to do a different location? How are you going to handle that?
I think next year we'll stick to LA. We'll have a smaller one in the spring, perhaps, and then another big one in the summer. And then we'll go out and probably tap into the New York, Chicago, Texas, you know, Miami, and go. So maybe not till 2019, hopefully.
All right. Well, you have a lot of energy. I give you so much credit for planning conferences. So is this something that is a deep passion, or in hindsight, it's a lot of work and more than you ever imagined? How are you feeling about conferences?
It is a lot of work. It is a lot of work. I have a team that's helping me, which is amazing because I couldn't have done it without them. And it's a passion. Like, I love it. I just love, like, you know, there's some women that, you know, once they get married, that's the last time they get dressed up and go out. You know, they don't have the luxury. They don't have, you know, stuff to do where you have to go out. You know, you're married, so you don't have to go out and go get dressed up looking for a date, you know. So I miss that, you know, as a mom. I miss getting up, going out, getting dressed up, and just having a great time with my girlfriends. And, you know, so I wanted to give them these women this outlet where they can do it and just have fun, and, you know, without their kids or their husbands, because I needed it. So I figured I can't be the only one, you know,
right,
going through this, just Mrs. Dressing Up and the high heels and, you know.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. Did you notice that, do you feel like women felt like they already knew each other from your community, or did they even bring their friends who weren't a part of the community? Where did you find the bulk of the attendees?
The bulk of the attendees were from the community, from the Facebook group, the community. I posted it, and they were like, "We're coming, we're coming." So our core demographic of users and or members are from here, from Southern California, our local community here. But then we have moms everywhere throughout the country. So it was pretty easy. Because a lot of us, like I said, I probably would estimate like 80% of our unicorn moms are here in Southern California.
And did you get any feedback from them about the day or the activities? What were they kind of saying?
They were all so excited. They just to get dressed up and take pictures and hang out with their friend. They're like, it was an amazing event. Like they were most excited about meeting each other. For the first
time.
You see them post and talk to each other, you know, in the group, and forming friendships, virtual friendships in the group, and for them to actually meet, and then for them to actually meet me. Like, they were so excited. Like, thank you for this group. Like,
oh, that's great.
It changed my life. Like, the stories that I heard throughout the day was just so inspiring and just really amazing for me, you know. So it was really nice. It went both ways. I was very excited and happy to meet them, as I think they were to meet me.
Well, it sounds great, and it also sounds like a lot of learning, growing, and bonding.
Yeah,
good friendships. Awesome. Maria, I'm just going to ask you to hold your thoughts for a moment. We're going to take a super quick break, give some love to our sponsor. And I also want to mention that Women Worldwide has joined the C-Suite Radio Network. And you can find all of our episodes at c-suiteradio.com. And be sure to check out all of the other great business podcasts while you're there.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. Segment 2 is coming right up.
Creating brand loyalty requires a unique blend of strategic communication and innovative technology. Pure Performance Communications works with businesses to move their audiences from awareness to action and impact by offering a digital marketing roadmap. Let us help you foster deeper engagement and forge stronger relationships along the way. Visit us at pureperformancecom.com. That's pureperformancecom with two M's.com.
Now, back to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge.
I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. Welcome back to the show. Maria Hunt and I were just chatting about Unicorn Moms, which is her online community, how she's been a tech entrepreneur since the days of MySpace, and she's also branched out into conferences. So Maria, you are doing so much. And I guess just another question for you is maybe what are some of the benefits and challenges of being a tech entrepreneur today?
Oh my goodness. The challenges is just, it's, you know, there's so many people doing it now. So I guess the competition of everyone wants to, that's where it's at, you know, Silicon Valley, everyone has an app idea, everyone wants to do it. So it's just how do you differentiate yourself and how do you do it, you know, well, where people notice you and it's successful. I think that's the biggest, you know, issue that I'm facing with right now. It's like, oh, you know, I want to, you know, everyone wants to make it big and wants to make it. So how do I do that?
Yeah, no, that's a huge challenge because there are so many different communities. And the thing is that if you can get your own brand champions on board and ignited, which you certainly have because they show up to your conferences, that's like the best way to grow because they're influencers in and of themselves. And we all know that who do you trust? You trust your friends and your peers. So if they're sharing, then you will be growing and thriving. So that's a very real challenge. Do you use you know, your own internal community? Do you think that they're kind of out there marketing and telling their friends about Unicorn Moms?
Yes and no. I mean, we sell clothing. We have a store. We have t-shirts, hats. So they represent, you know, they're proud to be Unicorn Moms. And some even, like, they love the community. I've even gotten tattoos of our logo.
No way.
Yeah, there's probably like 10 of them that I've gotten. There's a tattoo party coming up, I think.
Oh, real tattoos or henna tattoos?
Regular, like permanent. Like,
wow. That's wild. No, that's a champion. Seriously.
So those are my champions right there. Like, they love what this group means, what it does, what it's done for them. And so that's something like big, I feel. So they love it, and they represent with the merchandise. They tell their people. Yeah, so I feel like they're my little marketers, I guess. But yeah, it's amazing. They love it.
That right there is a story in and of itself about champions getting tattoos. I would think that the media would pick up on that. That's really funny. How cool. Yeah, that I've never heard anyone say that, yeah, our champions are getting tattoos. So that's really cool. What about, so being that, you know, you saw the way that MySpace was run, you're definitely running your own business, you've got the conferences, you've got the online communities. What have been some of the toughest lessons along the way that you've learned as you've sort of geared up, launched, and now here you are?
Well, it's only been 2 years. So I think the biggest lesson I've learned is to tune out all the negative noise, from people that are just, you know, the haters. Cause obviously, I mean, if you don't have haters, I mean, you haven't made it, you know, you haven't made it. That's the same, but you haven't made it, you have haters. So that's the biggest issue, that I, you know, that's going on right now. So I learned to tune them out and just to focus on my vision and my goal and the women that actually love this group and are all about it and love what we're doing. So that's one of the things.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, the more you get out there, the more you're going to have people casting judgment and opinions. Is there anything about the platform itself or the launch? Was it easy to create Unicorn Moms and the app?
Well, the way the group, I turned it into a business, it was basically, it started off, you know, I started the community, never one intended it to be a business. For me, it was more as a, I need this, I'm going to do this, let's just build an amazing Facebook group. It took off into the business aspect when, you know, the members started saying, oh, we need to get a car decal for our cars to identify us when we're on the road. So I looked into car decals with our logo, and they loved it. They started, you know, I bought them and I started selling them, and they that's our number one seller. $5, the car decal, and these women get excited to see other unicorn moms out on the road. And I send out like 50 decals out at least every week, all around the country. So then it just went from there. So basically they would say, it's the users, the members, they tell me what they want, and I give it to them. I do it. And about a year ago, or a little more than a year ago, someone had said, oh, we need a unicorn moms app, kind of like Tinder, to find other unicorn moms around us in our, you know, in our areas, whether it be South Dakota, North Dakota, New York, Texas, Idaho, because they want to hang out with other unicorn moms. They're lonely. They miss, you know, going out. So, you know, they told me that that's what they wanted. And I'm like, okay, let me look into this. So that's how I became a business. It became, but it's, they were telling me, the members, the, you know, the customers are telling me what they wanted. And I kind of gave it to them.
That's so smart. I mean, that's the best thing that you can do. How did you know who to turn to build your app? Did, because you're from the tech world, yes, did you just have natural choices of partners?
I have a business partner. He's not a technology person, but I met him in a technology space. He runs our website, our store, and does all the technical stuff that I don't do. I am the face. I am the marketing. The social media. That's me. So it's a good balance. But the developer that I work with for our app is a former developer at MySpace. So we were still connected. So yeah,
that's so cool.
All of my resources that I used. No, yeah, I'm still trying to do that.
No, I think that's really good. How long did it take to develop the app from start to finish and testing?
From idea to design to beta testing, I think probably a good 9 months. It was a long time.
Yeah. And you don't want to rush that, right? No. I mean, did you ever feel like, oh, we got to rush to market because somebody else is going to have...
Oh, yeah. I always feel that. I always feel that with anything that I do. I'm like, we got to do it before, you know, someone else. If I don't do it, someone else is going to do it. So, no, I'm a Virgo. So I'm a perfectionist. And I'm just like, I can't. I got to hold back. I'm not going to release anything without it being, like, perfect. And then we were ready, and then we had issues with Apple. So I'm like, no.
Oh, no. How long did that take to correct?
About 2 weeks.
Okay. Yeah. Not too bad. Yeah. Just when you think you're there, it's like, oh, no, Apple. Yeah. Well, so, yeah, I mean, there's always going to be something when you own your own business. So on that note, owning your own business, what do you love the most and what do you love the least? Because after all, you didn't even think that you were going to have this as a business.
Yeah. I love that I'm doing something good. That's always been my driving force. You know, I always wanted, it's always been in me. I can remember since I was a little girl, like, if one day I come up and I'm like a millionaire, I'm going to give back and I'm going to help out these charities and I'm going to, you know, help children. And that's just always been in the back of my mind. I've always wanted to do, like, good. And this platform took off, and that's what I'm doing. I'm like, I need to do it. I have this platform. It would be I would be doing a huge disservice if I didn't use it for good. So that's what I love about, you know, having my own business, is that I'm doing good for these women, you know, making them better, you know, as wives, as mothers, as sisters, as friends, because of the community and the support. The bad thing, the negative, I guess, is owning your own business is the not knowing what's going to happen next.
Right.
You don't know. It's scary. It's scary. The, you know, you work so hard, you try and you you do all you think you don't want to mess it up. You know, the not knowing is definitely the hardest part, I think.
How do you sort of calm yourself down or
I drink
feel
a
less
lot.
Stressed? You drink a lot of alcohol?
I drink a lot. Yes.
You know what? Whatever gets you through the day. No, I mean, it is true. Owning your own business, especially in the tech space, is day to day. You're wondering what's next, yeah. What's going to change, right? Technology is constantly, constantly changing. Now, you said something that's really important and which I admire, that you wanted to do good and that you're helping moms to be better wives, mothers, sisters, and friends. Do you feel that you're also growing as a result of everything that you're doing?
Yes, for sure. I think we grow every 2 years. What I felt and opinions and views on certain aspects of anything, you know, have changed within the last 5 years. I'm like, wow, I really thought this way about this. And you grow, it's an evolution. And I think as we get older, we get better. We get better in everything, I think.
I do too. I mean, and we never stop learning, which is so amazing. I mean, I have the pleasure of interviewing really smart women and men on this show, and I'm just growing as a result. So it's so good to hear you say that. Being a tech entrepreneur, I'm sure, takes certain skills. So what would you say are the most important skills if you want to succeed in what you do?
Patience, drive, hustle.
Mm-hmm.
Those are, you know, the key elements, and not like, and you can't be afraid. You can't have fear. I think sometimes a lot of the times, you know, fear stops us. We're like, we can't, you know, I can't do that. And, I just think you gotta do it. You gotta have it in you. You gotta like, there's no risk, no reward.
Right. Do you surround yourself with people who will give you a gut check, or maybe those, you know, because it resonates, the, you know, no pain, no gain, you kind of have to take risks. But are there others around you who will say, hey, just need you to know this if you go in this direction?
I'm starting to a little bit. My business partner does that does that a lot. He's yeah. Like my second husband. But it's, yeah, I surround myself with both, mostly with people that support me, but also can tell me like, look, this is not working out. This is, you know, you need, maybe we should go in this direction, or maybe you should do this or not focus too much on this. So yeah, I do try to surround myself with people that can help me.
Yeah. Now, patience, drive, and hustle. Is this something that has always been inside of you that you have been able to exhibit throughout your career? Or do you feel that as you've progressed as a tech entrepreneur, patience, drive, and hustle have become more meaningful and you've really learned to manage and or step up these
qualities? I think the drive and the hustle has always been there. The mm-hmm. patience came after I had kids.
Yeah, right?
Oh my God, yes.
You just very quickly learned. Do a lot of moms say that in your community? Is that something that is universal?
Yeah.
I feel that way.
Yes, it's very universal because, I mean, how many times we're like rushing to get these kids to school and they're like, hurry up, put your shoes on. It's like, yeah, you know, it's like, yeah, it's very important to like pick my battles and
right.
be a bit more patient.
Sure, because you can't get mad at everything. I mean, after all, they're children. And if that was the case, then you would be mad all day. Yeah. That just, it doesn't work. That doesn't make for a happy day.
No.
Speaking of happy days, if you were able to spend a day with any tech entrepreneur, who would that be and what questions might you ask that person?
Oh my goodness. This is a good question.
Oh my goodness. I don't know. There's so many.
I know. Aren't there so many amazing professionals out there?
Professional out there. Yeah. Oh my God. I don't have an answer, but I wish I did. There's so many, you know, the people at Facebook, the people at, you know, all those.
Facebook, Google.
Sheryl Sandberg, Oprah. Oprah, that's one of them. Like, I love her because she is amazing in what she's done. She had so many obstacles to face throughout her career, you know, the back, you know, everything that no one wanted her to come up, and she did on her own. And now what she's doing is amazing. And she's a do-gooder. Like, she is.
Oh, she's the ultimate.
And wants everyone to be happy and live their most happy life and all that. So yeah, I definitely Oprah.
Yeah. I feel like I just had this conversation. I probably did with another guest, but it's like, I always wanted to be in Oprah's audience because she would give away the card to, if you're seated, you know, like, you get these great prizes. She's so cool. One day
I hope to sit with her and talk to her.
Yeah. Well, maybe one day you will. And I hope you get to talk to Sheryl Sandberg as well, because you mentioned her. Yes. What about advice? So, I mean, you've probably learned so much, and we clearly don't have another 40 minutes to talk, but you might be able to fill it with advice. What would you just tell other either tech entrepreneurs or any type of entrepreneur if they want to launch their own startup? You know, what would you say to them?
I would just say, do it, get over the fear. You only live once. I always say that a lot. I mean, YOLO. It's like, you only live once, do it. You want to live your best life. And if you don't want to, you know, be 80 and then say, oh, I wish I would have done it, or why didn't I do it? I just think they need to have, you know, to get over the fear and just go out and do it. And everything will fall into place and it'll happen.
And what do you think about making mistakes?
Oh, we all make mistakes. I mean, it's inevitable. Everyone's going to make a mistake, and you just learn from it. You just learn from it.
Right. And don't beat yourself up.
Exactly.
Over it.
Exactly.
Yeah. That is some good advice. Okay. Well, we've got a last question for you, which is super easy. Where can people find out more about you and Unicorn Moms?
Unicorn Moms on our website, unicornmoms.com, on Instagram at Unicorn Moms, on Twitter at The Unicorn Moms, and at YouTube. We have a YouTube channel at Unicorn Moms. And I think that was it. And on Facebook, obviously. Facebook.
Yes, I was going to say.
Hello.
Facebook, too. And where can they, if you're a Unicorn Mom on the website, is that where you could download the app?
Yeah, there's links to all our social media on our website.
Awesome. Maria, thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show and to share your career journey and all of your insights and advice. And you certainly are an inspiration to many. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. It was my pleasure. This was fun. We should do it more often.
I know, right? It was. It was a lot of fun.
Yes.
So thank you. And I also want to thank all of you listeners for tuning into Women Worldwide. Until our next episode, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.